I am pleased with the developments around Stop and Search in the West Midlands. We now have 10 local scrutiny panels where the community can question and interrogate data around Stop and Search. We will now know through electronic recording who has been stopped, why they've been stopped, where they've been stopped, what time they've been stopped, and who by, so we can flag up multiple stops. 5,000 frontline police officers have been trained around Stop and Search. We'll be publishing Stop and Search data on a more frequent basis. It'll be on our website. In actual fact, if anyone is stopped and searched, they will be issued with a receipt. On that receipt, it will point them to the PCC's website, where they can say what their experience was of that particular stop. In 2011, and this is where I feel that we've made successes, of the 64,000 stops and searches, only 4% resulted in what we call positive outcome, which is an arrest, caution or penalty notice. In 2013-2014, of the 20,566 stops and searches, 13% resulted in arrest, caution or penalty notice. This year, since 2014, at the 1st of April, there were 9,109 stops and searches. That is 55% down from last year. And 21% of those stops and searches resulted in arrest, caution or fixed penalty notice. So the stop and searches are more effective. 1 year ago, if you were black, you'd be 3.7 times more likely to be stopped. Now, this year, it's 2.7% more likely to be stopped. We are moving in the right direction. I am pleased that the West Midlands Police Force is a founder member of the National Use of Best, sorry, the Best Use of Stop and Search scheme, where it records data for Stop and Search, records lay observations. It requires a chief officer to approve for Section 60 stops and searches where no reasonable ground was required, and we're publishing this data. I'm very pleased with the development of the scheme. I'm very pleased with the impact undoubtedly it will have on community relations.